This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Asked to define capitalism, cold, 10 young adults gave nearly the same answer. Producer Luke asked 10 friends aged 25 to 33 where they stand economically and how they define capitalism, socialism, and communism with nothing looked up. 7 called themselves democratic socialists, and their definitions lined up almost perfectly with one another. Denver. After a book review segment on the Communist Manifesto, producer Luke went home and ran an experiment on his friends. He asked 10 of them, all between 25 and 33, 4 questions: where they stand economically, and how they would define capitalism, socialism, and communism. Nobody was allowed to look anything up. "Don't pull an official definition," Luke said on the Kim Munson show. "What do you as an individual understand this system to be?" 7 of the 10 answered the first question by calling themselves democratic socialists. 1 said capitalist, and 2 were undecided. What stopped him was the other 3 answers. Out of all of those, their definitions lined up almost perfectly, Luke said, to the point where I can give you one person's definitions for each of these, and it'll be about the same for every individual I poll. 10 friends of one producer, drawn from a single social circle and selected by friendship, is not a survey and is not evidence about young Americans generally. There is no sampling frame, no weighting, no margin of error. Luke was direct about that on air, calling it the sample size of this definition gathering, and volunteering that I'm obviously very biased because these are my friends. What the exercise surfaced does not depend on a representative sample. Asked to define 3 words, cold, his friends agreed with each other and diverged sharply from the way those words get used on the show. Because the answers were so close, Luke read one respondent said on air as a stand-in for the group. "Capitalism," that friend wrote, "is a system in which the means of production are in the hands of capital interests, i.e. the system in which excess profits flow upwards. Socialism is a system in which the interest is still in capital, but diffused towards the lower class, where their needs are taken care of before excess continues to flow upward. Communism is a system in which the means of production lies entirely within the workers, where what someone is given is based on need rather than their ability to generate a certain amount of capital." Host Kim Munson's definition of the first word sits on a different axis. "I really think that that is what capitalism is about, is to be able to trade freely and trade value for value," she said. "That is capitalism." She keeps a hard line between that and cronyism, which she defines as when big government and big business get into bed with each other. That distance is what Luke wanted the audience to notice. "When you guys say the word capitalism, you and the democratic socialists are talking about 2 very different things, and you don't know that," he said. "You're just using the word capitalism, but it means 2 very different things. It runs the other direction, too." Munson read the DSA page aloud, including the line that the group's vision leaves behind authoritarian visions of socialism in the dustbin of history, and she pointed out that the page was ruling out the authoritarianism she worries about. "So when you're both saying socialism, you're saying the same word, but you mean 2 very different things," Luke said. "And I think that is incredibly important to recognize and catch very early, especially if you want to have any of these conversations about economic ideas in good faith." Producer Joe, working the boards, offered a sorting rule. "The common trend that I'm noticing is that whether you get a choice or not, cronyism gives you no choice," he said. The conversation began with the June 30 primary in Colorado's 1st Congressional District. In a 3-way race, Milot Quirós took 83,855 votes, or 53.19%. Representative Diana Dujet took 62,715 votes, or 39.78%. Wanda James took 11,075 votes, or 7.03%. Those are the Secretary of State's unofficial results, with all 306 precincts in the district reporting across its 3 counties. The state has not yet posted a certified abstract. Quirós's campaign site lists her as a lawyer, a PhD student, and a democratic socialist, and names the DSA among its endorsers. Dujet, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, has represented Colorado's 1st district since her election in 1996. Luke set the result alongside the rise of Zohran Mamdani, now New York City's 112th mayor, and a broad appetite for turning out incumbents. The national data answers a different question than Luke's exercise did. Gallup found in August 2025 that 54% of American adults view capitalism positively, its lowest reading on record, against 39% for socialism. That benchmark is itself a word association test. Question 49 asks respondents, just off the top of your head, would you say you have a positive or negative image of each of the following? No definition is offered. In the same release, free enterprise draws 81% positive and big business, 37%, a 44-point gap between two aspects of one system. The Harvard Youth Poll points the same way. Support for democratic socialism among Americans, 18 to 29, fell from 40% in 2020 to 29% in 2025, and the share identifying as capitalist fell from 29% to 19%, a pattern Harvard reads as a generational retreat from traditional ideological categories. Pew Research Center, in a survey fielded January 20 to 26 and published on the day of the Colorado primary, found 56% of Democrats neither like nor dislike leaders who call themselves Democratic Socialists. Candidates carrying the label are winning primaries, while the label itself draws mostly a shrug. The DSA page Monson had open also says something none of Luke's friends did. In the paragraph following the disavowal of authoritarianism, the organization states its aim. We want to collectively own the key economic drivers that dominate our lives, such as energy production and transportation. That is a specific program from the organization whose label 7 of the 10 adopted. Luke closed by describing what sits underneath his friends' politics. A lot of my friends come from abject poverty, he said. These are individuals who weren't just struggling, like actually homeless in some instances, sleeping on park benches at 8 years old with their mom, kind of homeless, not fake homeless, real homeless. Their answer, he said, comes from a place of love. A listener had texted the show to say the lower classes need to be taught to take care of themselves and that people are not pets. His friends don't see people as pets that need to be taken care of, Luke answered. They see this as a fellow human being who really struggled in a really hard and meaningful way, and they don't want them to have to go through that. Monson took the point and set it against the record. I appreciate what you're saying is to judge this on the intent, she said. But the problem is that in real life, intent and reality are two different things. Her example was homelessness, where the money flows to organizations with every reason to keep the problem alive. Luke finished the thought for her. A problem solve is a platform lost. And now, Kim's perspective. Capitalism and cronyism are two different things, and we lose the whole argument the moment we let them blur together. Capitalism is trading freely, value for value, and that is an honest way for people to live alongside each other. Cronyism is big government and big business getting into bed with each other, and I see it every time an AI data center gets tax breaks and permitting favors no ordinary business would ever be handed. My true north is the Declaration of Independence, which says, "We are all created equal with rights from God to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Stay on that true north, and government cannot do special things for special groups. Because every arrangement that does moves us further from the American idea. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.